Hey, everybody. Good morning from Christian Outreach Center. I'm here with Pastor Stephen, and as you know, we are facing quite a crisis in America right now, and we did not have services at Christian Outreach Center like a lot of other churches this past Sunday, but we pre-recorded a message, video message that we put on Facebook and on our website at cocfamily.com. If you want to check out any of those, you certainly can. But the message that you're going to hear on the radio this morning is that message, the video, the audio from that message that we recorded earlier last week. And we just want to let you know, as we're gathered here today, that if you are experiencing a lot of fear or anxiety in your life, you're going to hear more about that in the message. But this is a time where we're all being challenged, and really Pastor Stephen and I were talking about it earlier today. Being challenged of what our foundations really are, and you'll hear some of that in the message as well. And we just want to challenge you today that if you've ever maybe you've loved God and from a distance, or thought the idea of God was nice, or possibly just maybe you've gone to church once in a while, but maybe haven't let that really affect your life. I just want to challenge you today that today is a great day to give up fear and to really surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
It's a great day to accept the gift, the free gift of salvation by just saying, Jesus, come into my life, come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and be my Lord and Savior, and just really enter into that relationship with Jesus Christ, to let Him be your peace. Jesus said, as He was leaving His disciples, He said, I don't give you peace like the world gives. I give you my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, and you can find that in the Gospels. And if you haven't spent much time in the Word of God, I would just challenge you today, go find a Bible. Start in the book of John. Start reading through and see what the living Word of God would have to say to you in times like these. And we just know that the presence of God can sustain us like nothing else can. And as we're on more and more shaky ground in America, it's challenging all of us to find out, where am I really putting my hope? And so if you need anything, if you need someone to pray with you, if you need to talk to somebody, please call us here at the church at 605-698-3494. We're here most days. Or you can send us a message, or check out our website for more contact information.
Connect with us online. Our website is www.cocfamily.com.
Yep.
Or we also have a Facebook page that you can reach out to us through that as well.
Christian Outreach Center, yeah. So aside from that, we'll get on to our broadcast today. So enjoy and have a great day.
Good morning from Christian Outreach Center. Hope everyone is doing well today. We are doing our very first video sermon at Christian
First
Outreach
ever.
Center. First ever. So we bear with us. Hopefully this goes well. We'll see what happens in the next couple of minutes here. But we trust that you guys are safe. We wish we could be meeting with you in person this morning. Unfortunately, that's not the case. So hopefully you're tuning in to see what we have to say today. And
yes.
These are crazy times in America. And we trust that you are staying in faith and not walking in fear and staying in the Word. Psalm 91, we read through that last week.
Yep.
Hopefully you're reading Psalm 91 every day as needed to still your hearts and to set your hearts at rest in His presence. Because in this time, that's really what we want to be. Mm-hmm. We want to be people of God's presence. In fact, we were listening to a sermon earlier this week from someone, and the title of his sermon was something like Being People of a Peaceful Presence. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what a cool name. So today we just wanted to talk a little bit about being people of peace and presence, or being people of a peaceful presence. But what we carry, Stephen, what you carry, what I carry, what you guys carry, as you may not interact so much with people outside of your homes, maybe this week or the next week, but in your homes and in your online interactions, that what we carry, I think in these times, is so important that it's of God.
Amen.
That we're walking in the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that we're walking in maintaining our peace. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, because we want to be in the Word, we want to be doing the things that we need to do, but at the same time, we also want to be informed of what's going on in the world. And one of the dangers of that of us being informed is all the scenarios of what. If, I don't know if you've ever done that or not, but you've you wanted to know what was going on in the world today, and 40 minutes later, you're wondering if we're ever going to live and survive this thing. And so our challenge to you is to be informed, but let's be careful what we're putting in our mind, and let's make sure that that we're putting the things of God in our mind and in our hearts, because what comes in is what's going to live there. And so we said in a video earlier, in our announcement video, if you haven't watched that, that should be on our Facebook group and possibly on our website, we're hoping. One of the things that we said is this maybe isn't the best time to just catch up on a year of Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever. Spend time with your family. Mm-hmm. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. But at the same time, what we're putting into us determines what we're carrying in us. And we want to be so vigilant to put the Word of God into our hearts, to be worshiping, to be spending time in prayer, and to be doing those things. So
you have an opportunity right now.
Absolutely.
Obviously. I mean, we can either become more entrenched in our fears in this opportunity, or we can be have an opportunity to grow deeper in our walk with Christ.
Yep. And what we want to say a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a year from now is wow, we really grew in this time when the world was kind of going crazy. We grew. We grew in our own spirits. We grew in our walk with God. And so what we wanted to talk about today in this kind of this concept of walking in peace, or being in a peace and presence of God, or a peaceful presence of God, we just thought we would maybe look at maybe something that would interrupt that. Because I don't know if you've ever started out with good intentions, and you, how many of us have entered into our prayer time in the morning, and we're on top of the world.
What was I praying about again?
Right, and about 30 minutes later, we're caught up and worried and in frustration or anxiety, and so that's what we wanted to talk about today, just a little bit about anxiety. Anxiety. Often we think about anxiety is just kind of like fear, but I just want to challenge us today that it's a little bit more than just fear. Let me read a definition for you. Anxiety is your body's natural response to stress. It's a feeling of fear or apprehension about what's to come. So it's kind of this imagining my future, okay? The American Psychological Association defines anxiety as an emotion characterized by feelings of tension, worried thoughts, and even physical changes like increased blood pressure, maybe ulcers, maybe just hyperventilating, you know, and that might be an acute example of anxiety, but it's what causes these changes in our mind and body. And for some reason, that doesn't feel like that fits with our definition of walking in peace and presence. And so in this time where we really want to be steady and stayed in His presence, anxiety wants to rise up, and it wants to challenge our hearts and minds to live in a place that's different than peace and presence.
Yes.
One more little definition says, it's an emotion characterized by uneasiness, apprehension, dread, concern. How about this one? Tension, restlessness, and worry. The anxious person often anticipates misfortune, danger, and doom. And so one of the reasons that I was thinking about, because some of you might be tuning in and you're like, you know what? I'm not fearful. I'm not fearful at all. Hey, I just think this is all dumb. I just want to challenge you that that can be a form of anxiety, because we talked that it can be characterized by uneasiness, tension. I think sometimes the frustration even of, maybe we feel like people are overreacting, or I don't know if this is, maybe they're lying to us. It's so easy to get our hearts in a bad place with that, where anxiety starts to creep up in us, not so much in the form of fear, but in the form of frustration. Yeah. And I just want to challenge you that's a form of anxiety as well. And when we're in that place, we're not in the place of peace. And our challenge is to walk in peace. Yeah. You were talking about a definition you heard of anxiety.
Yeah, a pastor that I like to listen to, he defined anxiety as imagining a life without Jesus.
Oh, man.
And I just really liked how that statement just really resonated with me, because if Jesus is the opposite, if you imagine Jesus and his personality, you're not going to find anxiety in the personality of Jesus. And just thinking about his response to, you know, the night before Judas betrays him, or, you know, the night of Judas betraying him, and Jesus is in a garden praying, and you don't...
Or see, being on the mountainside praying and watching his disciples trying to row across, you know, the Sea of Galilee and not make any headway, yet he was in peace about it. Mm-hmm. He stayed in peace because he stayed in his Father's presence. Mm-hmm. He intentionally... The life of peace is a life of intentionality. Yes. Our life of faith is a life of intentionality. It's living on purpose. And if we want to stay in peace, and we want to stay in God's presence, and we want to stay in faith, we have to be intentional. Mm-hmm. So many times we see in the Bible, mm-hmm. I will. I purpose in my heart. I'm going to. You know, there's these statements of, you know, my soul wants to do this, but I will yet praise the Lord. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. Yes. All of these statements of talking about, I have decided. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an old song, I've decided to follow Jesus, you know. Mm-hmm. It's my decision. And the life of faith, if in the next week or 2 weeks or however long that we're struggling with this in America... If we want to stay in faith, if we want to stay walking in peace, there has to be an intentional decision that that's where I'm going to live.
Yes.
I'm going to walk and I'm going to live intentionally in peace and not deal with anxiety. One of the kind of at the Greek root of the word anxiety, it means a divided mind. And how interesting is that?
Yeah.
If part of my mind is saying, I really want to live for Jesus, I want to walk with God. We don't want to fear. And yet, the other part of my mind is entertaining all of these other scenarios. There's this friction that we call anxiety. And in the Greek culture, that's the root of that word, was this division. We're not unified. See, Jesus, when he walked in peace, he had a singular mind. He was walking for his Father's purposes on earth. And in the German, interestingly enough, in the German word for being anxious or anxiety, because I speak German.
I know.
I heard this. So in the German root word is a picture of being strangled. That actually came from Chip Ingram. But it's a picture of being strangled. I don't know if you've ever dealt with anxiety much, or maybe you have and you didn't even know that it was anxiety. Maybe this frustration or this apprehension of why do people have to react like that? That's anxiety. And it's this idea of the life. What do you think of being strangled? It's choking the life out of you.
Yeah.
It's choking. It's keeping oxygen, keeping the refreshing of what we need. It's keeping sustenance out, and it's choking life from us. Anxiety wants to choke life from us. And so I just thought those were a couple interesting root words for that.
Yes, definitely.
One of the guys that we were listening to, he referenced a guy by the name of Edwin Friedman. He wrote a book called A Failure of Nerve, and he talked about five aspects of an anxious culture, five kind of earmarks of a culture that's living in anxiety, and this one really struck me. The first one and foremost one that he talked about was this idea of people that are in anxiety. If you're anxious, you're living reactively. You're not living intentionally. You're living reactively. You're reacting to things. And Stephen, I'd like you just to speak a little bit into what living reactively is, what it does to us. You know, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, definitely. I was thinking about it this week, and just in my mind, the picture that I got is just, it was this guy, and he was surrounded by a bunch of rakes on the ground, you know, and you step on a rake and smack him in the face, and then blindly stepping on another rake and smacking you in the face, and then blindly stepping, and just how, like, just reactive living, it gets us in this bad cycle that we're just operating on reaction after reaction and reaction. You might be thinking, like, I like to think about it in terms of, there's a difference between responding and reacting.
Right.
There's a big difference between responding. And I know you're thinking, like, aren't they the same thing, right? Because I could say, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. Exactly. Is that a response or is that a reaction, right? And the thing is, they seem similar because they're both built on repetition.
Right.
Both occur because of repetition. But the thing about responding responding is more thought driven, mm-hmm. whereas reacting is more impulse driven. Like, you know, he knew 2 + 2 = 4 based on repetition, but at some point that had to be thought driven, mm-hmm. where he could learn 2 + 2 = 4, whereas impulse driven, you're not thinking through, you're just moving forward.
And isn't that so much the case? And I think that's what anxiety wants to do,
exactly.
is detach mm-hmm. from sound thinking. Mm-hmm. The Word of God challenges us to be sound thinkers.
Yes.
Wisdom
mm-hmm.
challenges us to be mm-hmm. sound thinkers. Wisdom invites us
yes.
into a stream of sound mind and sound thinking. And when we mm-hmm. give up the control of that and end up reacting to everything. Mm-hmm. What I think of when you talk about the difference between responding and reacting, what I think of so much of is what we just talked about, intentionality.
Yep.
I have to live intentional. If I respond to something, it means, and it might be a quick response, so I might only have a second or two, but I don't want to respond out of an impulse, because then that turns into a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So I might be angry, I might be fearful, I might be, taken off guard. Here's another thought I had on that whole thing. There's so many things in our world that we can respond to.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to react to every news story that you hear.
I don't.
You don't. You don't have to react to every comment that someone makes on Facebook, except you're not on Facebook. But
not.
For those of us that are, or Twitter, or Instagram, or whatever you're on these days, keeping up with these kids, I don't know. But we don't have to react. Now, you may choose to respond, and that's different, because mm-hmm. that's intentional.
Yes.
It's done in wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's done with the character and the fruit of God. You don't have to respond to every television channel that you see, every news program that you watch. Mm-hmm. And I would suggest maybe even limiting some of that. Because as we, again, everything that we take in gets processed inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that we're taking in the good news of God. We want to make sure that we're taking in preaching. We want to make sure that we're taking in the Word of God. We're taking in worship. Mm-hmm. So that it's positioning our hearts to respond instead
yes.
of react.
Yep. Yep. And yep. something that I wanted to add to that is responding does take thinking. You got to have time to plan mm-hmm. and assess, though. And in order to be able to plan and assess, you've got to have margin.
Right.
Because if you
right.
don't have margin, it's going to be reaction
after
reaction, after reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to be able to create margin in our lives. And right now, if you're at home or mm-hmm. if you're not at work, you've gained extra margin.
Right.
But don't fill it up with things that don't satisfy.
Don't fill it with things that cause
exactly.
me to react.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fill it with things that help me to respond.
Yeah.
It's like you said earlier. How was I able to respond? See, I did that instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes sometimes time is not a luxury that we have.
Yes.
We need to make a decision mm-hmm. immediately in that case. I had a second to respond. What's my answer going to be? The way that we produce responses rather than reaction is creating margin. And margin means sometime doing the right things in mm-hmm. the off season. It
Amen.
Means doing
That's good.
The
yeah.
consistent habits in our life, being in the Word of God, being people of peace, having good conversations when I'm not worked up, so that the foundation of that is there when I do get annoyed or
yeah.
we have a misunderstanding, as mm-hmm. all of you guys are cooped up with your children for longer periods of time than you've been used to. Build that margin
yeah.
when things aren't intense, so that when things do get intense, when someone does get up on the wrong side of
yes.
the bed, or
mm-hmm.
when the homework isn't getting done, or
mm-hmm.
when day 43 we're just pulling our hair out,
yes.
we can respond instead of react, because we've mm-hmm. built margin, and sometimes margin just means room, but sometimes margin mm-hmm. means the process of being healthy.
Yeah, that's
doing
good.
Healthy things, doing God things, making great memories, making great moments. That keeps us having the right responses, so that we stay in peace and that we don't begin to walk in anxiety. Because I don't know if you've been locked at home for more than a day or two with your kids. Anyone that's in the Midwest that's gone through a snowstorm before, things can get a little intense.
Yes.
I'm always telling on my family, but Taylor just said, because we may have had a little bit of reaction last night in our house from Dad. So I'm preaching to me this morning. And Taylor said, "Dad, it seems like these kind of things happen often during snowstorms or when we're stuck in the house together." And I said, "That is a very very astute observation, my son."
Yes.
So we want to live, we want to respond. And
amen.
Response amen. Is the realm of peace.
Amen.
Reaction mm-hmm. is the realm of anxiety. Mm-hmm. We want to not walk in anxiety. Any more that you want to say on reactive living?
Yeah, no, and it's definitely just realizing, though, when we say things like having more margin, taking time to plan and mm-hmm. assess and being more thought-driven, it's not for the sake of gaining more control, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want you to realize. It's coming to these moments and realizing through planning and assessing, like, what areas in my life have I not fully surrendered to mm-hmm. God?
Right.
And right. how can I more fully surrender right. those areas
those are,
to God?
Those are great questions to be asking ourselves.
That's how you plan and assess.
That's how you plan and assess. And honestly, in our mm-hmm. four-week series on humility that we just got mm-hmm. done with, we were just talking about that earlier. It seems like there's so many of areas that remain hidden in our lives that I really feel like it's surrendered, but it's really areas that I want to control. Mm-hmm. And isn't the root of anxiety, isn't one, maybe not the only root, but isn't one of the underlying or maybe even definition of anxiety is a fear of losing control?
Yes.
It's I don't have control of my future and I don't have control of my life right now. And that mm-hmm. causes anxiety to want to rise up in me. And at the root of one of the rescuing responses to that is humility. It's Amen. Realizing we're
Amen.
Created.
Yes.
He's creator.
Mm-hmm.
And what areas of my life am I trying to control? I can't control my work right now. I can't control a virus. I can't control the economy. I can't control even my own health other than the extent of being safe and washing my hands and distancing myself. I honestly can't control a lot of that, but I can control who I turn to in these
Amen.
Times.
That's yeah. good. Yeah.
And I can realize that God tells me it's okay to be out of control in the way that I'm submitted to Him. And mm-hmm. that's the only place that it's safe to be out of control. Mm-hmm. Out of control any other way, not safe.
Not safe.
Out of control surrendered to God, safe.
Very safe.
Because that's where peace lives.
Yeah.
That's where
Amen.
My source of presence is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you have any more thoughts on that, go ahead. I there was a verse that I did want to get to today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a verse that's found in Luke 21. I'm just going to read the first one for right now, but it's verse number 34. So Luke 21, 34 says this: "Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap." Wow.
Hmm.
Now, I know that
Ouch.
Talking about that day, it's more talking about the day of judgment and kind of things happening on earth and in heaven and whatever, but isn't it also true that in the short term, that day of anxiety mm-hmm. can close in on us like a trap?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, anxiety is a trap. It's a trap to give you this illusion of control, because while this is happening in my mind, I feel like I'm processing through these situations and scenarios, and really all that I'm doing is letting my mind play out scenarios that ultimately I don't have any control over. And while we want to be wise, we want to also be peaceful. And so, mm-hmm. Jesus...
Yeah, well, I was just going to, as you were saying that, I was thinking about how you said the illusion of control,
mm-hmm.
and you preached that in your sermon last week, too.
Yeah.
But the illusion of control creates in us this false perception of peace, because
yeah.
our life feels yeah. like it's at peace
right.
when we have everything under control.
Yeah.
And you yank that rug out,
yeah.
and suddenly you find out, peace was
a lot of the peace that I thought I had was not the real deal.
Yeah, not the real deal.
It's like the iPhone
yeah.
that you buy off of eBay, you know, for $80.
Oh,
and you
dear.
Get it, and it's, there's really nothing inside of it. It has this illusion of an iPhone, but it's there was a reason it
yes.
was only $80
yes.
because it's not real.
Indeed.
And that's what happens to our peace.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can even cause more frustration.
Mm-hmm.
It can even cause doubt of our relationship with God.
Yes.
God, I thought
yeah.
you were going to be my peace and my presence, and now I've got this anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Often that's because our peace was an illusion. It was maybe built on more about our control and more,
yeah.
and we didn't even
True.
Realize it.
True.
More about
yeah.
our ability to handle situations. And
mm-hmm.
and when we get thrown and tossed into situations like we're in right now with the coronavirus, mm-hmm. with our economy, with uncertainty of our future,
yes,
that's getting shattered. And so it shakes our lives. And so what is our life really built on?
Yeah, everybody's finding out fairly quickly, where is my faith right now? What have I been putting my faith in? I've been saying my faith is in God, but I'm finding out maybe that's not necessarily
always. Or it is, but it's also in this.
My faith is in my ability to control God, or you know, just
you can't see our toes, but they're being stepped on right now. Yeah, exactly. So let's just hit that verse again. Jesus is kind of telling his disciples a word that still comes to us today: be careful.
Yes,
be careful. Listen, guys, be careful. We don't want to read through these verses so quickly that when we're reading our Bible that we kind of just skip over all the meaning of it and check the mark and say, hey, I got my Bible reading done today. Mm-hmm. Slow down. Now that we've got some time in your Bible reading, slow down. So let's just stop a second. When's the last time someone told you to be careful? You remember as a child being told, be careful? Or do you remember when you've told your children, be careful? What are we really saying? Be full of care. Treat this scenario that you're in right now with more respect.
Yes.
With more observance. Be more mindful.
Yes.
Treat it with more, not fear in the bad sense, but fear in the kind of this, whoa, okay, like for instance, if we're working with electricity, that's all right. It's not going to hurt me. Hey, be careful. Mm-hmm. Like, if you grab a hold of this wire and this wire at the same time, you're done for. Like, let's treat it with the reverence that it's due. And that's what Jesus is saying. Not be fearful, but be careful. Be full of care, because there's a trap coming up. And Jesus tells us what the trap is. And it has to do with our hearts. So he says, I want you to be, and isn't it so true, what we just were talking about, being mindful and being intentional. Jesus is saying this right now. Be intentional about guarding your heart, because there's one of three things, or all three could happen. You could be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. Now, obviously, we're talking about anxieties, but as I was just kind of reading this verse and researching it, I was looking at that word carousing. I don't know when the last time you used the word carousing, but that word carousing is an interesting word. It means to indulge one's appetites excessively.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, is that not kind of the idea of how we live in America? Whatever appetite I have, whether it's for a new restaurant, or for food, or for drink, or for games, or for, especially now, for Netflix, or Amazon Prime, or binging on this. Like, we even have a term that we've coined, binging. Like, you binging this weekend? Yeah, man, I'm going to use up I guess you don't use up your Netflix account, but I mean, exhaust the options of what I have to watch. Or Facebook. I just can't, you know, how much of our time is, and this is not a, hey, don't be spending so much time, but it's what I'm saying is, this word carousing is very applicable to us today. If I've got an appetite to be stimulated, I'm going to get on Facebook. I'm going to watch the news. I've got 400 channels at home. We can just do that. I've got an internet. I can just go and watch YouTube videos until I'm in a coma, right? Sitting in my chair at 3 in the morning covered in Cheetos. I can indulge my appetites. Come on, give me more of this.
Yes,
you know, and honestly, that's going to lead to horrible. It's going to lead to Amazon Prime, not the videos, but it's going to lead to Amazon Prime, me buying something new and overcharging and overspending on my credit card with things that I can't afford because I'm indulging my appetites. It's going to lead to me, that lady's kind of pretty. I wonder where that link goes on my website. And all of a sudden, I wasn't even meaning to. Now I'm caught down in the rabbit hole of pornography, and I didn't even, wow, how did I get here? Mm-hmm. And appetite after appetite is screaming at us in America these days, and we're so used to indulging those. And that's what that word carousing means. And it means, We're going to need to bring this to a close, but essentially what that means is, in order for my heart to not be weighed down and to live in peace, in order for me to hear God's voice, I've got to make an intentional decision that, you know what, these appetites that are demanding, all these voices in my flesh that are demanding they be satisfied, they need to be quenched. It's why you and I talk about fasting. Mm-hmm. It's why we talk about the practices of God's presence. It's why we separate ourselves and go to church and we spend time in worship, because it's a place that isolates us from those appetites. Yep. Because those appetites, you know what they produce in us? Anxiety.
Not good things.
Anxiety. Anxiety, because we're feeding our flesh all the time and we're being anxious about things. And this verse tells us that it's going to weigh down our hearts. I want to read one more verse to you really quickly as we finish here. Proverbs 12:25 says this: anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. That's Proverbs 12:25. Let me go back and read that the other verse again in Luke. Luke 21:34. Be careful or your hearts will be weighed down. Do you get that? It's the same idea, that there's this weightiness that's going to come to our heart. Real quick, let me read the definition of that word. That word in Greek, it's a fun word to say, shakal. Shakal. That's what that word means for weighs. The heaviness, the weight of that, it means to depress, to prostrate. It means to bow down in worship. It means to humbly beseech, to revere, to make stoop. Wait a minute. Hold on, church. Those are words that we use in worship. Mm-hmm. And anxiety weighs down the heart. What the Bible is literally telling us is that anxiety puts our heart in a posture of worship to circumstances that we have no control over. Yeah. We are bowed down in prostrated worship in my heart. Mm-hmm. To scenarios of my future that are playing out in horrible ways that I can't even control. Mm-hmm. We end up worshiping. That's what the Word of God is telling us. Mm-hmm. That anxiety, drunkenness, carousing, this feeding our appetites, mm-hmm. puts us in a posture of worship to things that are not God. And so, to be people of peace and presence, we want to be people of worship.
Yeah.
And intentional worship. And only one is worthy of worship, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
We want to worship God, not the uncontrollable circumstances of our life. So to sum up, be careful. This week, be careful. Be careful. Be mindful. Mm-hmm. Not be fearful. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. Don't be fearful. Be careful.
Yep.
That means be aware. If my heart is starting to get stirred, if my flesh is starting to want appetites, satisfy me all the time. Don't eat all your quarantine snacks in the first day, okay?
Exactly.
Let's quench our fleshly appetites a little bit and spend some time in the Word of God and in the presence of God. Well, we got to go, but we love you guys. We hope to see you soon, and please let us know if we can pray for you in any way. Contact us, text us, contact us on Facebook, call, or if we should be here during the week. You know, if it's less than 10 people, stop in and see us if you want us to pray with you or anything. Let us know of any needs that you have, and God be with you. Amen.
Amen.